कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। My heartly blessings to Vrindavan Prabhu. Whether he is here or not, I don't know. Oh, by his arrangement, all we are assembled here. He is helping me in so way. Not me, but you all. You have come only due to him. Otherwise, not we have no assembly and no utsav and nothing. But I want that we should not be burdened on him. Understand? I want that we should not be burdened on his head. He is expensing so much, so much. But I want that we should divide something. We should take part in that. We should, if we are giving some donations for us, not for him, only to help you, you should give some donation. If you are qualified or you may give something, not to him, for you, then it will be good, not burden. So, my request is that those who can give something, they should give, so that burden may come. And again he may do. Otherwise he will not do. I want that, every year when I am coming here, a festival should be done here. So you should try to help, to take some burden. I cannot say more than this. Perhaps you have understand my broken language. My language is broken and lame, so I cannot express. Samajh gaye log hai na? Achha. Now, I want that every year, also December, because if no any so much association, all will be weak. Surely all will be weak. So sometimes we should try to do. So encourage him that he should make a festival like this each year.
Also, Aniruddha and his wife, Yasoda, have helped so much.
Oh, yes. So much thanks to them. They have done. Those who have done a little, anyhow, assemble. I will pray Krishna to sprinkle his mercy to them.
And special thanks to Sevanandi Prabhu for taking care of the kitchen and making wonderful prasadam for all.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Then if next year you will do, she should be invited and she will come. She should come. She is very happy to do this. And she is very strong. You know that I have come to remind all these things. That from today you should follow all the teachings and regulations that I have told, our Swamiji has told. Have very strong faith on Guru. If you have no faith and not you are following the instructions of Rupa Goswami that we told, and we are telling again and again. I know that there are so many devotees, those who are very weak, they even don't chant and remember, meditate the mantras given by Gurudev. They neglect so much. They should not neglect. Every day, with honor, they should do. They should remind the Guru Mantra. Very powerful. Also, you should know that we have told only something, very little. When Krishna comes to this world, he has two functions. what are helpful for, favorable for what, he keeps that. And what is unfavorable, like demons, what he does? He kills them. Like Krishna took birth by the womb of Yashoda mother, and he, what he did? At once he killed a demon who was not pure, like Putana. What name? Meaning?
Impure.
Always impure. How impure? What is the meaning of impure? Taking blood, flesh, like eggs, meat, smoking, cutting others, the flesh up of very little baby, and also drinking the blood of, oh, these are very nonsense. So when he was burned, at once, after 1-2 days, he killed Putana. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, you know? Duplicity. These are all impureness. So we should. We cannot. So we should pray that Krishna should take away all these demons. Moreover, he went sometimes, he saw the birds playing in the sky. He wanted to fly in the sky. And once, what demon? Trinavart came. And Krishna, oh, catch hold of his
neck.
And he was touring in the sky. And when he was satisfied, and he was fearing that I'm a baby, so I should not fall down. So he catch hold of this. And then his life, his soul, a rasagulla came from his eyes, red. Red rasagulla. And he was dying. Krishna was telling, what should I do? I only wanted to save me, but on if his rasagulla coming, what can I do? So easily he killed that demon. What is that? So many logics to cover Krishna, that Krishna is not supreme personality of God. There is no God like Buddhas or demon. Buddha is like Trinavarta, Buddha. So we should try to avoid. But you cannot. So call Krishna and he will come and he will punish that demon. You know Shaktasur? He was playing, simply playing, under the shade of a very big
bullock
cart. He was playing himself, taking his toes in his mouth and playing very easily. Sometimes weeping, sometimes playing, sometimes laughing. And in the meantime, a demon came. Oh, no form, like air. And he emerged himself in that bullock cart. And it became so heavy. And it was going in earth. And he wanted to crush Krishna. But what became? Oh, he was playing with toe. And only it was touched by Krishna toe to that bullock cart. And it at once smashed totally. What is this? This is also like hypocrisy, duplicity. To cover that, oh, we should be merry, eat, drink and be merry only. Only in sense gratifications. No God to see what we are doing, seen or what thing. They are like this. Oh, Krishna smashed. And the love and affection of Yashoda and Nand Baba was renewed by this. When Krishna became some more aged, oh, he wanted to play with cows and cow calves. And he wanted that, oh, like my father, I also should go to cow herding. And what he did, first day he was going, and he went to where? Oh, to Talban, where there were so many trees of tall, you know?
Palm tree.
And very, there were, all the fruits were ripen. And very sweet smell coming. So all boys wanted, all cowherd boys, Dham, Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Sto, Krishna, all, they prayed to Krishna and Baldev that we want to take the juice of that fruit. Krishna Baldev went there, but so many demons were there in the form of
donkey.
They attacked, and each were killed by Krishna and Baldev. Especially by Baldev, the demons were all killed, totally. What are they? They are donkey. Why donkey?
Lusty.
Oh, lusty, very lusty. If their wives kicks them with
hind legs.
Even their nose is broken. Blood is coming. But even falling. Oh, very lusty person like. Lusty person at like, oh, the donkey. You should not be donkey. Not only for male. Oh, female and male both, each other. All are donkey and she donkey. Krishna and Baldev can come and kill them. Where there were sweet pastimes of Krishna, also by side, some killing. In Kali Hrad, he wanted to dance on the hoof of. And he controlled him. Because he was making the water of Jamuna very
poisonous.
He killed and told that you should go out. What is the teaching here? What is the teaching? In each pastimes of Krishna, there are so many teachings. And he is teaching us. So he killed that. He did not kill only. Why not killed? He killed all the demons, but not this Kali. Because his wives were so many high class of devotees. First, when he wanted to kill Krishna in his
coils,
crushing Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna was shaped. But he wanted to kill. At that time, his wives were praying to Narayan. Oh, he's a very big demon. We don't want a husband like this. The husbands who are so much
against
Krishna, they should die. We want to be widow, know her, but not a husband like him. And that is why Krishna was crushing. But when Krishna was crushing him and he became, blood began to
vomit
blood, and he took shelter. Oh, Narayan. Oh, I have heard from my wives that he is not a common person. He is himself God of gods. Supreme personality of Godhead. At once he took shelter. And then his wives saw this, his mode, and then prayed, oh, now we don't want to be
widow.
Because now he is God believing and surrendered. And that is why Krishna shaped, not killed. So this is the example of causeless mercy of Krishna. He had done nothing, only for his wife he was shaped. And Krishna was dancing, why, you know? To show that I am so brave, I can dance on the hoods of serpents. To show his beloved ones. Who beloveds? gopis. So in each past times, if he'll go deeply here and think, then you'll realize so many things. So now with this idea, you should read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavat, especially here, and try to engage your mind more and more and more. And then you'll be a very strong devotee, and you'll realize something, and you'll be happy in your life. My heartly blessings to you all who have joined this festival. I want they should take something and they should follow in their life and be happy. Now in evening I cannot come, others will come. But my heartly blessing, and that I must come to Vrindavan house. It is very helpful for my everything. Writing books, taking bath and everything for my health, it is very suitable. So anywhere I will go through this place, taking some rest and then. So next time you should wait, again I will come. And I will see that you are all strong, not so weak, that when I will go, oh, you will give up your what sacred thread to ocean. No need. Not weak. Sometimes keeping something, what?
Like Muslim.
Sometimes, oh, no need big, bead bigs, no, nothing. Sometimes keeping your mala
anywhere.
On the roof anywhere. Don't be weak. Always working, 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 working. No. Make some time. And try to be very strong. I should be very, what? Usko garb hona chahiye. Oh, I want to be proud of you, each of you, that you are very strong. Not making any problem for others. Don't quarrel for silly things. Don't quarrel. Especially those who are wife or husband. Or be humble to each other. Help each other. Don't disturb anyone. Don't quarrel. And thus you should try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Then Krishna will arrange anyhow to help you. Surely. Sometimes I may send Shyam Rani, Pundarik, Aranya Maharaj, Ban Maharaj and others also, they may come here and there and they will preach and you can learn so many things. Be all humble. Don't have any false ego. It makes quarrel and so many problems. Especially, the root of all things is anger. Try to give up anger forever. And anger comes from so many desires. So give up all the desires. Only you can keep one desire, that I want to serve my Gurudev, to please Gurudev, Vaishnava and Krishna. Basudesh, Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Gaur, Prema, Nande, Hari.